Yeah. service. The Lord continued to deal with me with that same message, amen, about my help come from the Lord, because I didn't finish all the scriptures. And as I was just praying and meditating on Monday, amen, so it had nothing to do with what transpired during the week. The Lord told me to finish where we were at last week. How many of you just serve a mighty good God?
Yes.
Our God looks beyond all of our faults, and He sees our need. You know, as I was praying and meditating, let me ask you this question. If at this time you were to fast forward into eternity, take a moment to fast forward into eternity, based on how you're living right now, where would you be at eternity? If you say, then this is not up to me, amen, because the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So right now, if we were to fast forward into eternity, time has ceased. We're no longer in this world, but we're in one or two places in eternity. Based on how you're living right now, if God were to call you right now, where would you spend eternity? That is the most important question that you can answer today. Where would you spend eternity? It's beautiful to come to church and shout. It's beautiful to come to church and sing the songs of Zion. But it's more important we come to church that we are released spiritually. It is more important that our spirits are no not bound. How many of you used to sing the song, Satan had me bound, but what?
Jesus
lifted me. So I just want you to think about that for a few moments before we get into our scripture reading. The most important decision you can make in life is to live for God. That's the most important decision that you can make in life. It's something you can conquer all life's failures and fears. But it's only what you do for Christ that will last. Amen. And it seems as though we're living in a day and age where everyone is going through the motions to be right with God. I don't want to know God in my own loss. Can we say praise the Lord? Someone say, well, maybe, Pastor, you don't do like all the other pastors. I just do what God gives me.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's my responsibility to make sure that we're all ready. How many want to be ready?
Amen.
Come on, how many want to be ready? Your readiness is not dependent on how I live. Your readiness is dependent on how you live. And the devil has this strange way of making us come up with excuses for why we aren't living up to God's standards. Amen. You can do it, but you just have to want to do it. So right now, I'm going to stay here for a minute, because I don't want you, if you came in today and your spirit is not of such as you were saved, I don't want you to leave the same way you came in. Amen. You know, sometimes we like to say, well, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe this year. How many of you know who you're going to die? Nobody knows. But the Bible says it's appointed unto man, and after death there is a judgment. And the Bible says, you know, how many of us know we're so holy, so righteous, we're living so good? He said, if the righteous in all that you're doing, the Bible says you're going to scarcely be saved. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinners? And then God is there. So today, the Lord is my helper. Let us all stand. My help comes from the Lord. And we're going to continue, as I said, from last week. Amen. We're going to go through the scriptures. Because the most important thing when you leave today, say, well with my soul. How many want to be well with your soul? Give God a hand. How many want to be well with your soul? Guess what? I don't have nothing to do with your soul. That's between you and God. Amen. So we're going to read Psalms 118. We're going to read verses 1 through 9 of Psalms 118. And then we have several scriptures that we go through today. And Isaiah, when God gave Isaiah a vision of the people of God, he realized that they were in a bad spiritual condition. In the first chapter, he said, the whole head is sick, and the whole body is full of wounds and putrefying sores. And he begins to reason with them concerning the word of God. And he said, come now and let us. Tonight, right now, it's time to reason together. Don't reason for me. Reason with God. Come now, let us reason together. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But Isaiah 1:26 says, if ye be willing and obedient. Right, so if we're reason, you have to still be willing. And you have to be obedient. Unto me, no. Unto the word of God. So we say hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 1 reads, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. How many know he's good?
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Because he is
mercy.
You know what mercy says? He deserved judgment, but God said, I want to give you
perfect.
And it endured forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endured forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endured forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy
endured.
How many of us fear the Lord? His mercy endured forever. He said, I called upon the Lord in
distress.
Lord, I called me in distress. The Lord answered me and sent me in a large place. The Lord All right. Then he answered him. He answered and spake unto me. You know what I like about God? When you ask, he will speak unto you. God doesn't have to speak to somebody else. If you ask, he will speak unto you. This is the word of the Lord unto you. He said, then he answered and he spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. If not by might, neither by power, man can't do you like God can. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Why? Because if not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So God's spirit, the Bible says, searcheth all things, even the deep things. Things that we don't realize that want to take place in our lives. God is searching all things. So it's not by what man can do, but God has to do it. That's why my help comes from the Lord. Amen. We're all in that place. So the psalmist says, I'm just going to skip to verse 6 of Psalm 118. Now remember, we're not here because of anything that we have done, but we're here today because of God's mercies. And his mercies are new. God's mercies are new. And great is God's faithfulness. Amen. A lot of times we get a big head and think we're here because of all that we're doing. You're here because God kept you. We hear because God kept me. We hear because God made a way. Because at any moment God could have taken the breath of life and you wouldn't be here. So you're not here because you went to the gym and worked out every day. You're here today because of God's mercies. The song said God's mercies kept me. And it wouldn't let go. Even though I messed up, I tell you I messed up, God gave me mercy. The devil was trying to take my life, but God gave me mercy. The devil tried to make me give up on God, but God gave me mercy. Hallelujah. And because God gave me mercy. How many of all of us here today because of God's mercy? Well, the psalmist says in verse 6 of 118. Well, let's read verse 5, because it's time for the church. It's time for the people of God to call upon the Lord. And if you have some situations in life, don't run to anybody else, but it's time to call the Lord. The Lord answered me. So when you call on God, God will always answer. Now, God has three answers to your requests. One of the answers is yes. The other answer is no. But then the third answer is not yet. The problem is we get messed up because we don't listen to what God says, so we think God said no when God said
not yet.
In other words, God said, I'm looking further than you can see. And I've spoken a word in your life. You should have a vision that is yet for me in a point of time. Though it tarry, he says, wait for it. For it shall surely speak, it shall surely come to pass. So my question to you in your prayer today, did God say yes? Did God say no? And did God say not yet? If you can't answer that, you need to go ask him again. Because he said, I call upon the Lord in the strength of the Lord. Yes, thank you. So if you call on God, I don't care what the situation is. God answered. But you have to accept his answer. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Answer me and he sent me in the Lord's place. The Lord is on
my
side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what? Yes. The enemy is trying to take me out. Yes, people have done this. But I just answered the Lord is on my side, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. I heard Isaiah he said the wealthy will form, but they won't prosper. The devil will set traps, but if you stay in God, it won't prosper. But the minute you step out of God, you take away your protection. Hallelujah. And then you go to God and say, God, you let me down. God said, no, you got out of me. But if you stay in me, of a child of God. The weapon will fall. The devil will try to take you out. People will try to put you down, but stay in God. Can we say hallelujah? But verse 7 says, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Now if we go to, let's go to Hebrews the 13th chapter. And this is from the Apostle Paul. Let me tell you what this verse really means. In the Hebrew Bible, that seventh verse reads, the Lord is for me as my helper. In the Hebrew Bible, that's what it means. The Lord is with me as my helper. I shall gaze upon them that hate me. That's in the Hebrew Bible. So what the translators have to do is make it so we understand it in the English. But that's not what God said in the Hebrew. Well, what did God say in the Hebrew? Let's go to Hebrews 13 and verse 5. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content. God said, wherever you are, be content with such things as you have. For he says unto me, I will. Lord, and I thank you for that. Why are you content? Because God is with me. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So that we may. This is what Psalms 118 verses 6 and 7 really says. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man doeth unto me. So Paul takes us right back to Psalms 18. He said, well, he didn't quote it right. He quoted enough for them to know that they went back to say, the Lord is my helper, and I will put confidence in man. Can we just say hallelujah? So today, many of us are messed up because we've lost our spiritual focus. Yes. We're trusting in man. We're trusting in government. We're trusting in people. We're trusting in our husbands. We're trusting in our wives. We're trusting in the doctors. Our confidence has to be in God. When your confidence is in God, you don't have to worry. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read one verse to you. That being verse 12. Now, how many know God created all of us to be free moral agents? God created us to be free moral agents, meaning you have a choice to make. Somebody said, well, why did God do it? Because God wants us to do things out of love, because the scriptures say, if you love me, keep my commandments. So God said, yes, I could have made it, but if I make it happen, it don't show that you love me. He said, but if you love me, then keep my commandments. And John says, my commandments are not grievous. So when God gives us a word, it's a test of our faith to see, do you love him or not? Can you say hallelujah? Amen. So this 1 Corinthians 6, where we all things are. You can do whatever you want to do this morning. This afternoon, you can do whatever you want to do. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not. You can do whatever you want to do, but everything is not profitable. All things, listen, God does not stop you from doing anything. You can do whatever you want to do. But all things are not expedient. But I will not be brought under the I won't be brought under the power of any. So I'm not going to do something that controls me more than God. Amen. You're free. You have a choice to make. You can do whatever you want to do. But saints of God, don't do anything that controls you more than God. God has to have free course. Say, I'm a man, I'm a woman, and I can do what I want to do. Yes, you can. But what is finishing what I should have done last week. And then we're going to go back to Isaiah 59 chapter because I cut it short. But today I don't want to, any of us leave here without me giving you what God gave me to give you.
Amen.
Amen. Because how many know salvation is too real to play with God? My wife often said, she said, I don't think people really believe God. Because if they believe God, they wouldn't live like they don't believe Him. She said, how long are they going to play with God? Is that what you ask all the time? How long are you going to play with God? Well, 2 Peter 2 reads, verse 19. Are y'all with me? While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is, I will not be brought under the power of any. I have a choice to make, but my choice won't control me more than God. Because of whom a man is overcome, of the same, if he brought into bondage. So if I choose to obey and live for God, God will bless me. But if I give in to the appetites and the lust of the flesh, I brought God's word will set you to his woman in the vine. So God has cleansed you all. But how did God cleanse you? Through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Don't kick it, God.
Yes.
Don't cast God's word behind.
Yes.
Don't tell God's word it doesn't mean anything, because it will never stand with me. And God forbid, if you try to get back to God, God will say, I gave you opportunity, but you scoffed at my word. God said, I gave you opportunity to repent, and you scoffed at my word. And God said, because you scoffed at my word, and you did not choose to love my word, he said, I will not always strive with you. My spirit will always strive with man for that flesh. I don't want to get to the point where God cut me off. So I want to surrender to God. I just want to be right with God. Because the Lord if God can help you, let him help you. But God can't help you if you reject his word. Amen. The Bible says about Saul. Saul did one thing, he disobeyed God. And when God sent Samuel to Saul, he said, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He said, I have also rejected you. Because to obey is so when you reject God's word, God rejects you. And even though Saul cried, not because Saul was repentant. Saul cried because Saul was losing stuff that he wanted. But the Bible said there was no place found of repentance for him. The Lord is my helper. I'm not going to reject God's word because it can help me. Isaiah 59 verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is. Somebody keeps saying, God can't do it. God won't do it. God can't do it. God's hand is not short that it cannot save. Neither is his that it cannot. So if God can save, God can heal you, God can deliver you, who has some problems? God. You know, because God has all the power to help you.
Yes,
and the only reason God can help you is because your have
separated
between
you and your God.
So God is trying to help you in iniquity. What's iniquity? Deny, dishonor, and not accepting God's words for truth. I'm just going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
Hey, I will tell you something. When the apostles were preaching and they threatened them, Gamaliel said, leave them alone. Because if this word be of God, it is seen. Right? So I don't worry about what people think. I just go for God. He said, if this word be of God, it is seen. He said, but beware, lest happily you find yourself to. I ain't gonna fight against God. I'm gonna tell you the truth. And if this word be of God, it is seen. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you something when you're in sin and going to hell. And I'm going to tell you, you're all right. You're all right.
All right.
You got to get right. But your
sin
did iniquity separate, but the sin have hid his face from you
and all your prayers.
God can't hear you. Well, why can't God hear you? Because sin and iniquity separate. Well, you know what iniquity is? Well, I gotta paint this picture really good. So when people look at me, they'll see one thing. And the Bible says, God sees, not as man sees. Man looks at me, but God looks at your heart. Right now, God is searching our hearts. And what I like about him in Psalm 139, he said, even your thoughts, he knows them. him
for us.
He knows what you're going to say before you even say it, because there's not a word in your tongue, but he doesn't know it all together. So right now, God is searching hard. You can think whatever you want to think and say whatever you want to say. Look at somebody and say, this is God now. Come on, this is God now. So I advise you to listen to God while you still have an opportunity. So let me go to sin. This is what sin. So sin has hid God's face from you. Now we know God doesn't really have a face. Right? Anthropomorphism, something like that, right? Right? When you give God human traits. But God can't hear you if you're in
sin.
God can't hear you if you're in iniquity. David said, behold, I was shaken in iniquity, and in sin that my mother conceived me. He said, God, I confess my sin unto you, that my iniquity is ever before you. Well, what was David's iniquity? First of all, he sinned with Bathsheba. Then the iniquity is after the sin he tried to. So iniquity is sin. God, I know your word, but I just don't respect your word enough to do what's right. That's iniquity. When you willingly violate God's word. This is my teaching moment. I'm just saying, don't pay me to come to church and leave it and knowing it's not going to do so. Don't play with God. Well, sin separates us from fellowship with God. A lot of people say, I haven't felt the touch of God in a long time. Well, the problem is not God. And you know, sometimes it's kind of facetious when you think about it. I think something separates us from God is everywhere at all times. Think about that. God is omnipresent. He's where? Everywhere at all times. So how can sin separate us from something that's everywhere all the time? Isn't that a good question? What separates is this. God says, I can help you, but I step back because of your sin. So he said, he sees it, he gets it, but he won't help you because of sin. Amen? Let's go to John, 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. I know this ain't a Sunday message. But it's a deliverance message. It's a message to set your soul free. Amen. Because I don't have the heaven and hell to put you in. But it's my responsibility to make sure you leave your right with God. 1 John 5 says, I got a little fast because time is running out. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is
no darkness at all.
Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So darkness represents evil. Darkness represents sin. If we sin, we have fellowship with them and walk. If you say, I've been selfish with God, and you're walking in darkness, he said, you are divine. Because you can't walk in fellowship with God if you're in sin. Can the church say hallelujah? Thank God we had this from last week, so nobody don't think I'm talking to you, but if I am talking to you, it's God speaking to you. So don't put up a wall, let God speak to you. Can we say hallelujah? If we sin, we have fellowship with him, and are walking in sin, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and God.
Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
cleanses us from all sin. Sin separates us from the blessings of God because we are not trusting in God and relying on him when we live in sin. Well, how do we know the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of. You can't cohabitate and live with sinners and think you can be blessed. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scorner, but his
Yeah.
Remember the prodigal son? He went to his father in Luke, the 15th chapter, and said, give me all my goods. Give me everything. And the Bible said he went to a far country. You know, when people get to sin, they think they go run from God. God's everywhere. He can't go somewhere. He went to me. I'm going to go watch somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Offerings and peace offerings.
So the Lord was
retreating with the land.
And the leg and the plague
was stayed.
Well, what happened? Sin has separated. But he did what he needed to do to get right with God. Anybody want to just be right with God? I just want to be right with God. I want to close these last two chapters of Galatians. I'm not going to go over everything, but I think you got it. Sin separates. Paul was told the people when they were sinning, they thought they could hide. He said, your sin will hide you out. There's no way you can go and run from sin from God, because they will find you out. Amen. Galatians 2:20 says, I am Lord, everything I'm going through is with Christ. Not by myself, but with Christ. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless. Yet not I, but that's a testimony. Christ is living in me. And a life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is the question today is, are we frustrating the grace of God? Amen. When you frustrate the grace of God, God is there to help you, because grace is God's unmerited favor. Grace is God's help when you need it. So God is there to help you, but you frustrate God because you say, God, even though you can help me, I don't want your help. That frustrates God. Amen. Because God is there to deliver you, but you're telling God, I don't want your help. And we close in Galatians 5:24. Galatians 5:24. Amen. It says, and they that are Christ have
crucified
the flesh. They that are Christ have crucified flesh. And the your flesh, if you let it, will control you. Your flesh will dominate you. Your flesh will have you in bondage. You're wind up lost. Fast forward to eternity. Today, how are you living? As we all stand. Fast forward to eternity. If God was to judge you right now on the merits of how you live, what would he say to you? It's not according to what I think, and it's not according to what anyone else thinks. Right now, Lord, thank you. If you were standing before the judgment seat of Christ, what answer would you render your soul to be spared? For each cometh as a thief in the night. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man doeth to me.